Hi, everyone, and welcome to Behind the Numbers. My name is Dave Bookbinder, and we are coming to you live from the RVN Television Studios today. If you are a business owner or in business, you are undoubtedly looking for customers and clients, and one of the ways that we often do that is through social media. Today, we're going to be talking about how to use social media more strategically, and I am pleased to welcome Amanda Cohall, who's the founder and digital strategist at The Wolf Company. Amanda, welcome to Behind the Numbers.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience briefly, and then we'll jump in here to this interesting topic.
So as you mentioned, I'm the founder of The Wolf Co. We are a social media agency that helps business owners grow their business with social media, not just grow a following. I also created a really unique and high converting approach to social called the InstaSite, which we're gonna get into a little bit deeper today.
Oh, we're absolutely gonna get into that a little bit deeper, but I wanna set the stage first. And I wanna get your thoughts on where people are going for content, or even better yet, for inspiration on socials.
Yeah, so a lot of social media platforms have taken a page out of Google's playbook and have really transitioned into more of a search engine. One of the social platforms that is really steering the ship right now is TikTok. And of course, it's trickling into a lot of the other social media platforms. So I think it's about now 43% of Gen Z and millennials are going to either TikTok or Instagram first for that initial search inspiration before they go over to Google, which is a huge percentage, and it's only going to grow as time goes on.
Yeah, and that's interesting because when you think about driving leads and opportunities, when we're on social platforms, we're not always necessarily wearing our work clothes, so to speak, our business titles and our occupations. You know, we're sitting around at night perhaps, or on the weekends, and we're scrolling looking for things. But talk to me a little bit about how the business-to-business aspect of the social platforms is evolving and changing these days.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are using social as a digital business card. Now, you know, you're applying for a job or you simply want to have that social proof that somebody is who they in fact say they are. We're most likely going to open up a variety of their socials, whichever ones they're active on, and get that social proof that we're looking for, do a quick scan of some of the content that they're putting out there, maybe even look at how often they're posting, what is their primary social media channel. So the landscape of, you know, credibility has really changed and shifted over to the social space. One of the best places is actually LinkedIn. I know, Dave, you're really active on that platform. And I have another data point here for you, but, you know, even if you aren't actively posting on LinkedIn, simply having an optimized presence. And when I say optimized, I mean using keywords and key phrases in your profile, maybe even having a couple of articles up, will really help to improve your search. Google will rank your LinkedIn profile at the top of all of your socials because there's a little bit more of a paper trail there. There's a few more receipts. You can't simply pop something in your bio and necessarily get away with it like you could over on Instagram or even TikTok.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So if we're using platforms like TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, to do the discovery, to find our potential buyers or the buyers finding our potential products or services, where do the businesses then go to look, or where do the client side go for the nurturing aspect, if you will? Because you've got to build the trust and the relationship over time on social before you can convert them into a buyer or consumer.
Yeah, so this is actually a big part of the InstaSite concept, really understanding what platforms are the best at achieving. So I've kind of categorized the platforms into two different buckets. Bucket number one is the platforms that are amazing for discovery, growth, getting you views, going viral, all of that good stuff. And then the other bucket is those platforms that are great for nurturing and conversion. And it's not to say that any of these platforms can't achieve one or the other, but we want to go back to the basics and think about what they were originally built for. That's what their algorithm is going to fuel. So when we take a look at discovery platforms, we have spaces like LinkedIn. TikTok is probably one of the best organic growth platforms I've ever seen. About 85 to 90% of whatever you're posting to TikTok gets seen by people who are not following you. And then if you take a look over at Instagram, which falls under the nurturing platform, it's about 8 to 10% of your content gets shown to people who are following you first. If the community of yours is vibing with that content, the algorithm is going to continue to push it out. So the important thing to remember here is you really want to capture the attention of the communities first, so that then the algorithm can help you hold that attention later.
Yeah, and so much to unpack there. I mean, first of all, is the various algorithms, right? I mean, like you said, I'm active on LinkedIn, and I know LinkedIn has some pretty nuanced algorithms in terms of, you know, the keywords, where you put links in a post, you know, whether it should be in the post, in the comments, hashtags, all that good stuff. But the thing that really struck me was when you mentioned about TikTok, that the preponderance of the viewers are non-followers. Because like when you post on socials, I believe the intent is to not just reach the people that already know you or are connected to you, you want to build and expand that audience. So is that something that you can do on other platforms, or does your InstaSite approach allow someone to do that?
Yeah, so with the discovery platforms, they're all great with organic reach and visibility. LinkedIn falls into that category. So does Pinterest. It's a visual search engine, but definitely with TikTok. So when you are creating for a TikTok space, you really want to keep in mind that you're speaking to an audience that isn't familiar, as opposed to if you're creating for a space like Instagram, you're doing a little bit more nurturing because the audience is familiar with the plot. They know who you are. You don't necessarily need to come up with those clever hooks or provide as much context as you would over on a discovery platform. Discovery is for awareness, right? So you want to make sure you're adding that context and you're not picking up in the middle of a story where people are simply just going to scroll past because they don't know you yet. They're not familiar with you yet, so they're less likely to consume your content in the way that somebody over on a nurturing space like Instagram and using the InstaSite concept would.
So Amanda, for folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
You can find me on Instagram at thewolf.co, and it links to all of the channels, the TikToks, which is my primary channel, and of course, LinkedIn.
Amanda, we're coming close to the commercial break here, but we have a couple of minutes before we have to take that pause. I want to ask you about the importance of community building. When we think about, you know, nurturing the buyer, how important is the sense of community and belonging on the social platform?
It's everything. I mean, it's called social media for a reason. And I think a lot of business owners and even myself for a time were getting confused because, you know, we would hear a lot of the quote unquote gurus telling us, you know, you have to grow a following and always looking for new. But I found that you actually grow at a faster pace when you focus on the people who are already following you, because somebody who is likes, knows, and trusts you shares your content with their community, whether that's on a platform or even in a separate group chat, is priceless in comparison to maybe showing up on a Discover page.
Gotcha. Amanda, you don't go anywhere. Sit tight. We've got to pay a few bills here. For you folks at home watching and listening, we will be right back on Behind the Numbers after this quick break.
Un ataque cerebral puede ser fácil de detectar. Su ser querido no logra hablar o quizás no puede moverse. Pero existe otro síntoma de ataque cerebral que muchos de nosotros no vemos. Se llama negligencia espacial y puede ocurrir durante o después de un ataque cerebral, causando movimientos visuales distorsionados. Afortunadamente, existe una solución que utiliza tecnología óptica basada en prismas durante la rehabilitación. Si usted o su ser querido experimenta un ataque cerebral, pregúntele a su doctor sobre la negligencia espacial. Encuentre más información en kesslerfoundation.org.
Weeds, I have you surrounded. You just gonna stand there?
Or are you gonna take your lawn back?
We're gonna take it back.
We're gonna take it back.
With Scotch Turf Builder, triple action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and keeps your lawn growing strong.
Glorious! Ah!
No, no.
Get a bag of Scotch triple action today. It's guaranteed.
Feed it lawn.
Doug.
Hey man, nice base. Clearly you're a safe driver.
You could save hundreds for safe driving with Liberty Mutual.
They customize your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Woo! We gotta go again.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I learned how quickly everything can be taken away. 1 minute, I was playing college football. The next, I was paralyzed. I'm Eric LeGrand. I believe I will walk again, but also know.
Sally up, a green Sally down. Last time Scott got a tail is brown.
And welcome back to Behind the Numbers. I'm Dave Bookbinder, and we're talking with Amanda Cohall, who is the founder and digital strategist at The Wolf Co. Great discussion about how to use social media more strategically. And on that note, Amanda, you had mentioned about your Instasite approach at the intro, at the top of the show, and I think now's a good time to start to unpack that. Why don't you explain to the audience what that entails?
Yeah, so it actually started in about 2021 as an experiment because I was feeling a little bit of burnout from posting specifically to the Instagram feed every single day and going through this, you know, invisible laundry list of everything that you needed to include in a post. It was taking me sometimes 2-3 hours to create a post. At the time, I had actually built a little bit of a following over on Instagram, and my Instagram stories were getting a lot more visibility with people who were already following me. So I thought, you know what, to buy myself some time to just take a little bit of a rest, I want to see what happens if I stop posting to the feed and I only post to stories. So I'm only going to be posting to people who are following me. People in my industry, also in social media, called me insane for doing this because they're like, how are you going to continue to grow? Why would you just cut off a key source of content for your community like that when you were growing at such a great pace? And I was like, look, I got to do something for me here. And I have a sneaking suspicion that this is going to work because, as I mentioned earlier, somebody who likes, knows, and trusts you and shares your content with one of their friends, that person is more likely to follow you immediately than a complete stranger because you trust your friends, right? So that's kind of exactly what happened. And this wasn't just a burnout issue that I was facing. It was pretty much every single solopreneur I was talking to or small business owner where you are either the marketing department or you have a VA or an admin assistant who is doing the marketing for you. It was really, really hard to keep up with Instagram alone, not even to mention the other social media platforms. So my growth ended up like doubling just from Instagram stories. And I thought, okay, I think I'm on to something here. And I eventually got onto TikTok more as well and was just playing around with that. I was super, super new to the platform. I had a video actually about the early stages of the Instasite go viral. And then another light bulb kind of went off being like, okay, this is a discovery platform. I need to revisit where these platform fits and what we should be doing in each space. Should we be focusing on creating content on growth platforms versus nurture platforms? And then should we be focused on being present in real time for communities on nurture platforms? And that's essentially the theory behind the Insta site. Post on platforms that are good at achieving one specific goal. Pick one platform from each of the categories, the two categories, one from discovery and one from the nurture space. Now, the name InstaSite comes from the static Instagram grid that is a part of this concept, and it really mimics the experience of a website. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, 43% of Gen Z and millennials go to Instagram or TikTok or social media for their initial search and inspiration. So I thought, why don't we bring that very familiar digital experience over onto social, where the attention is going? Because what's familiar is consumable.
Yeah, interesting concept. And help us to understand with the typical shelf life of a post, which can always be thought of as, you know, just fleeting, like a wisp of smoke dissipating into the air. How do you build traffic and basically create brand advocates in that kind of environment?
Yeah, so in my example, I just started to introduce LinkedIn, so you'll be proud of me. But for a while I was using, you know, TikTok as my discovery and then the Insta site, so my static grid, and Instagram stories as my nurturing space. So I was really using this discovery platform to not only drive traffic over to my Insta site, my landing page, my website, but it also drives traffic to any of the other channels that I'm using. So I was really fueling, you know, all of my platform's engines essentially through TikTok. And the shelf life of a TikTok post is years. So, you know, at typical, I was posting to TikTok, I think upwards of 6 times a day at one point, and I got a little bit tired. And again, I'm like, okay, I need to take a little bit of a break here. I still made money every single day from not posting for like 3 months on TikTok. I still grew my Instagram account every single day and my LinkedIn account, even though I wasn't really active on there, just from those TikToks that were still circulating. So, you know, the evolution of the Insta site then became, okay, maybe we should be automating more and focusing our time on being a business owner, building those relationships instead of being on that content creation hamster wheel and trying to do everything in one day. It really leaves very little energy for you to then show up in real time, responding to your DMs, responding to emails, responding to comments, whatever it might be. So I use the discovery platform to fuel everything. And that's the power of discovery platforms, is the shelf life. You know, LinkedIn also has, you know, months, if not years, shelf life. Pinterest, I have posts from 2017 that are still making the rounds. YouTube is also another great example. So if you can put the work up front to automate, set up, and really build this smooth running engine, then you can focus your day-to-day activities being a business owner, not a content creator.
Good stuff. Amanda, for folks who want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Find me over on Instagram at thewolfwithane.co.
Simple enough. You work with a lot of business owners and folks in business. Where are you finding most people getting stuck? Where do we go wrong?
It's thinking you, A, have to be on all of the platforms, and B, it's thinking that you need to hop on every single trend. So I've noticed this specifically with Instagram. You know, every month, so their new feature of the week or feature of the month that they're pushing right now, which puts a lot of business owners in a tizzy thinking, well, now I need to start my entire strategy from scratch, because if Instagram, for example, is telling me that they're really pushing threads right now, I need to change everything that I'm doing, only to get super comfortable in that flow and then Instagram to go and change it at the end of the day. But what Instagram does a terrible job at doing and realizing is that they, at their core, are a platform that cultivates community. So if you really focus on, when I'm on this space, I am just in my comments, I'm all about my stories, I'm all about my DMs, you're going to have a lot more success, you're going to make it easier for yourself, and you're going to save yourself a ton of time instead of kind of trend hop. You're really building something that's a lot more sustainable. Whereas over on your discovery platform, you might want to try a trend or two because you're creating content. The entire, you know, end goal of a discovery platform is to get views and to have people discover you and find you, right? So you want to put your best foot forward in creating for that space and save the energy for a nurturing platform in the communication side.
Yeah, when you talk about putting your best foot forward, I want to just ask you about the distinction between putting the business face and foot forward versus the personal side. So many people have said that it's so important to make the personal connection. Can you talk to that issue?
Yes, I did talk about that a lot. So once I stopped posting to my feed and I was posting in stories, I was sharing, you know, what seems to be, to me, the most mundane, you know, day in the life type of content. I was showing people how to cut a mango. I was floating in a pool. I was just walking around, getting chased by bees, learning how to sit in a hammock. Like, it was stuff that was kind of goofy, but it's all that personal branded content that people decide, I'm going to work with you. I can confidently say maybe 5% of my business has come from a post on my Instagram feed, whereas the rest of it has either come from Instagram stories where I'm Amanda, you know, in the wild, no. Not business Amanda, or over on TikTok.
Interesting. One of the other things that we've often been taught when we're doing some kind of a social post is that all too important call to action. We need to tell people what to do. Talk a little bit about that. How important is that? I know you've got an interesting take.
It's not as important as you think in terms of having a direct call to action. So for folks like me and you and, you know, folks in the financial industry like yourself, you're probably going to have a lot more educational, high value type of content where you're walking us through a concept or doing some type of online tutorial, maybe even a Loom style screen share. That high value content actually becomes the call to action. So at the end of the video or in the caption, you don't need to say, click the link in my bio to do X, Y, and Z. People are smart. They know where to go. All of the platforms relatively have the same UX. So you know where the buttons are and where to click and where to find things. So showing up and really laying all of your cards on the table, especially if you have a lot of educational content, will go a lot further.
Amanda, we're getting down to the short strokes here, but I'm going to squeeze in.
It helps for sure, but I will say one of the missteps is, you know, people get so focused on going viral and it's a dead end after that. There is nothing for the audience to consume after. So if you have a video that has nothing to do with any of the content that you usually post and that one goes viral, somebody is going to go over to your page, and if they don't find similar types of content or an obvious next step, they're most likely not going to follow you. So it's almost a wasted opportunity. And I will tell you this from my own experience of going viral on TikTok a few times, is I had my InstaSite DIY guide ready to go before, you know, the virality. I wasn't even expecting to go viral. It took a little while for that to even happen. But if I had not had that link in my bio, I would have missed out on six figures of business just from those videos going viral and then people finding kind of a dead end after the fact. Sure, I would have gotten followers, but what is the next step? Is it for them to book a call? Is it for them to purchase something for you? Be ready for that and be thinking, okay, if something I'm posting goes viral, then what? So what? What am I going to do with these followers once they're here?
Yeah, the analogy I'm thinking in my head is the one-hit wonder. How do you follow that up? So, yeah, keep some powder dry. Amanda, unfortunately, we are out of time. I would love to keep chatting with you, but we've got to drop here, unfortunately. But can't thank you enough for joining us today on Behind the Numbers and sharing all this great wisdom with us.
Thank you so much.
That's been fun. We've been talking about how to use social media more strategically with Amanda Cohall, who is the founder and digital strategist at The Wolf Co. Definitely check her out. My name is Dave Bookbinder, and I'm the one that my clients turn to when they want to know what their most important assets are worth. So if you're in business or a finance leader and you don't know what your company is worth, we should probably have a conversation. So you can certainly feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I want to thank the Big Cheese for running the board today. And I want to thank you out there in the audience for watching and listening. We can't do this show without you. You are very much appreciated. That's all we have for today, gang. We'll see you next time on Behind the Numbers. Take care.
Bring salad up and bring salad down.